Taking action. When Craig was 12, he spoke in a conference in front of 2,000 people. He was so small that they had to bring a step stool for him so that he could see over the podium. The audience was amused, but soon they were all listening to him talking about child labor. He said that there were more than 250 million working children, which is the same as the whole population of the USA. When he finished his speech, the audience was standing and clapping their hands. At the end of the evening, FTC had received $150,000 in donations. A pretty good job for a 12-year-old. At 13, Craig paid for his first trip to Bangladesh from his own savings. He wanted to visit children in labor camps, on the streets, and in the slums to get a realistic picture of their situation. He also visited Bengal, the Philippines, and Thailand, and saw the appalling circumstances where children had to work as brickmakers, carpet weavers, garbage pickers, and prostitutes. He took the stories home with him to tell the rest of the world. Today, FTC is the world's largest network of children that helps children through education. 65% of the donations come from young people. Young speakers travel around the world to motivate schools, businesses, and organizations to take part in giving the children a choice in life. Children fighting for the rights of their less fortunate peers are proof of the power of the young generation.
Human Rights, excerpts. Article 4. No one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. Article 24. Everyone has the right to rest and leisure, including reasonable limitation of working hours and periodic holidays with pay. Article 26. Everyone has the right to education. Education shall be free, at least in the elementary and fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory.